is John Steele. This week, my files are open to the letter H for Harris. Kurt Harris. It's a story about a room with no windows that trapped a man with no heart. I like to call it Counterpoint.
How can you tell the exact minute when an important change started to take place? I guess it's almost impossible. You know what you are today, and you recognize dimly some of the influences that have made you what you are. But it's hard to sit down and say, that influence started when I was 6.5 years old. Or I got that idea at 12:05 on Washington's birthday, 1922. They're roots, all right, but roots without an
aim. No.
Or maybe
no,
better.
Hold it, Kurt. Hold it, will you? Hold it.
Now what?
What's the matter with you, buddy? You're not thinking.
What do you mean?
This guy's a killer. You played him like something from Coward.
Well, it's the lines,
no,
Bill.
It is.
I can't do anything with these lines.
Why not?
Well, it takes too long to get into it. The line about Washington's birthday, it's all right, but there's nothing but garbage above that.
What do you mean?
Well, it's stuff about the exact minute when an important change started to take place.
What's the matter with it?
It's too stilted. Not the way this guy had talked.
All right, what did you say?
I don't know. I'm an actor, not a writer.
All right, how would you say?
I don't know. Something like, it's hard. Like trying to put your finger on the day you started liking vanilla ice cream. You look back over your life and, I don't know, I'm an actor.
Yeah, that's good. Cut the first 4.5 lines down, it was hard to say. Then cut down to, I got that idea.
Yeah, will I write it?
All right. I want more of a stop, Ronnie. I want these footsteps to sneak in under the end of the narration.
Right, Bill.
Right, said Kurt.
Oh, crying out loud.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
I only got a half hour. Let me
yeah,
in the air.
I know.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing, I said. You're the director. If you don't like what I'm doing, go ahead. Direct.
Now, look, we got to work together, buddy. What's the matter?
I guess I'm nervous. I did 2 soaps this morning, television rehearsal all afternoon. I guess I'm just nervous.
I don't take it so seriously. Nobody will listen anyway. All right, let's go from the top.
It's hard. Like trying to put your finger on the day you started liking vanilla ice cream. You look back over your life, and it's hard to say I got that idea 12:05 on Washington's birthday in 1922. They're roots all right, but roots without an end, or maybe better without a beginning. They're the things that attach you to the
earth. No. Hold the phone, Kurt. Hold it, will you? Are you in a hurry? You don't know much too fast. All right, best get the guy fit, then we'll have him for keeps.
25 minutes till airtime, Bill.
I know.
We haven't even run this thing down yet, and I got...
I know, Ronnie.
Okay, you're the boss.
Now, look, Kurt, this guy's a psychopathic killer. We don't want to tip it till the end of the narration, otherwise the effect will be lost.
Yeah, I know, Bill.
I want that subtle dislocation, the shadowy suppressed violence. You know the character. You've played him for me a dozen times.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing shocking about it, normalcy, unless you've got something to compare it with. It's the fact that it's abnormal that makes it interesting.
I know.
Okay, as long as you understand. We gotta think he's just a guy till he says, killer. You got it?
Yes.
Okay. Take it from, earth of your substance.
They're the things that attach you to the earth of your substance. They're there, and that's all you have to know. I guess it was that way with Marion. We'd been married for 5 years, and I can't remember when the idea first occurred to me. Maybe even before we were married, but that's not important. I just looked at it one day, and I knew I was going to...
Go on.
I can't.
Why?
Well, it's phony.
Why?
Because I don't believe it. I don't think a guy like this would even admit it to himself.
He's psycho. Why wouldn't he?
Because that's what's been wrong with him all his life. Afraid to face the facts. Facts about himself, about his wife, about life. He's been hiding behind every door he could find. Why would he suddenly say to himself, I'm going to kill her?
All right, look, we haven't got time to argue. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I don't know. But if it makes good drama, what difference does it make?
I'm sick of playing this kind of trash, that's what. Sensational and inaccurate builds that's tossed up in the name of entertainment, it ought to be stopped. You wrote this thing. Why didn't you give it some thought instead of
take
just putting down the first thing that entered your head?
Only radio.
Well, it ought to be stopped.
You all through?
Yeah.
Let's go back. You just looked at her one day.
I just looked at her one day and knew I was going to kill her. It was spring, and I spent the afternoon sitting in the office, dreaming about fishing. That night, when I got home to the apartment, the smell of cooking was heavy in the hall. The place seemed dirtier, noisier, more crowded than usual. Marion was in the kitchen getting supper.
That you, dear?
Yes.
Something go wrong at the office?
Why?
You get home early.
No, nothing went wrong at the office.
I'm sorry.
For what?
I didn't mean to cry.
You weren't.
I just thought that...
Please, Marion, you weren't crying.
I'm sorry.
You'll always be so...
So what, dear?
Oh, what's the use?
So what, dear?
Nothing.
I said I was sorry.
I know.
What more can I say?
Nothing. Forget it. Where's the paper?
I'll get it for you.
I didn't ask you to get it. I asked you, where is it?
Well, I only thought that...
Where is it?
On your chair.
Arguments. That's all I ever get.
I thought that if you would...
Couldn't we go just 5 minutes without an argument?
I'm sorry, dear. I'll go get dinner. Landlord was here today.
Mm.
I told him about the sink in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
He said everyone was having trouble. Third call he had this week. He said when the building was built, the plumber did a bad job. He's going to try to make him fix it for us.
You tell him about the paint in the kitchen?
No.
Why not?
Well, he had so much on his
you
mind.
You forgot.
No, dear, it wasn't that. It was just
you
that
forgot.
Well, he had so much
didn't
on his
mind. Didn't
you? I don't know.
Didn't you?
Yes.
See?
Well, there's so much to remember.
You forget everything.
I'm sorry.
Can't remember anything.
I'm sorry. Will you look at me?
Huh?
You were staring.
Was I?
My hair. Was that it?
Please, Mary.
I had a cut today. Was that it, dear?
No. No, that wasn't it.
Oh.
I can't do it, Bill. I can't.
What's the matter?
Well, I can't do it.
What are you talking about? It was just beginning to move.
I saw them.
Oh.
Those guys in the control room laughing.
They weren't laughing at you, Kurt.
You can make it work with people laughing at him.
Somebody pulled a gag in you, that's right.
Well, I can't do it.
Well, happen
I just can't.
Now, look, buddy, we got a show to put on in 20 minutes. You can't pull a temper on me now.
I'm sorry, I'm all up in the air. I just can't do it.
Settle down, Kurt. I'll come out in the studio.
What's the matter with you?
Well, you saw them laugh.
It's happened before.
Yeah, I know,
well,
I know.
Don't take it so seriously.
What's the matter anyway, Kurt? What's the matter?
I don't know.
Hold of yourself, fella. We got a show today.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to give me gray hair.
I'm sorry, but...
You don't settle down. The sponsor will have me on the carpet tomorrow.
I'm nervous.
Ever been to a sponsor's meeting?
No.
Want some water, Kurt?
Yeah, maybe that way.
Like walking into a lion's cage.
I'll get it for you.
Thanks.
When you get through with you, you wish they were lions.
Yeah, I know.
No law against killing lions.
I don't know what's the matter with me.
Now, look.
Hey, yeah, Kurt.
Thanks.
Put yourself together, will you, buddy? A lot of dough wrapped up in the show.
That's
Ma?
No.
Did you ever blow up like this before?
No.
Hey, you want to sit down for a minute?
Maybe I...
Come on.
Guess I've just been working too hard.
18 minutes, Bill!
I know, Ronnie, I know.
That guy just hadn't laughed.
I told you he wasn't laughing
well,
at you.
One
of the guys said he wouldn't blame you for killing her.
Okay, Bill.
Nobody left.
Yeah, I got a cigarette.
Now they're inside.
Here's one. I thought the thing was going good.
It was.
Don't worry, Kurt. You'll get it.
Had that old electricity.
It did.
Crackled all over the place.
Don't worry, Kurt.
Look, that place where she says, what are you looking at?
Yeah?
Is that the place where he makes up his mind to kill her?
Sure. Only this guy's a complete sadist.
Well, not complete.
Why?
Because then he wouldn't have told her he was going to kill her.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's sadist enough.
Probably pulled wings off flies when he was a kid.
Oh, please, Bill.
Oh, you know what I mean. Why else would he have toured? Wasn't her hair he was staring at?
Sure.
That's a deliberate slap in the face.
He knows his women.
Anyway, there's one woman.
Isn't she kind of drippy, Bill?
Why?
I don't think so.
Well, most gals would have said so long, brother, to that joker long ago.
Ah, but that's the point. She can't, and he knows it.
But really?
Well, maybe she's an exception, but I've known women like that.
Oh, get him.
Ah, cut it out, will you? You know what I mean. This is a gal who's out of control. She's in a panic. She's losing the love of a man. She knows it, but she doesn't know what to do about it.
she'd reach that point.
Where everything she does is wrong.
Sure, sure.
She'd rather hang on and hope than walk out like she ought to.
Exactly.
Poor girl.
And the point is that he knows it better than she does. He's in a spot where she'll take whatever he does, so he just goes on sticking in that old needle after needle, and she can't stop him.
Nice guy.
Got her convinced that their failure's entirely her fault, and the tragedy of the situation, and it's something he probably doesn't even realize, is that it's all his fault.
I knew a guy like that once.
They lock him up?
They should have, but they couldn't.
Why?
We were in sixth grade. That was before I got hit.
Oh, dear.
16 minutes, Bill.
Okay, Ron.
You're the boss, but
okay,
I think...
Okay. What? Feel better, Kurt?
What?
You feel better?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, let's get back to work, huh? We won't have time to run the whole show down now, so let's jump to the murder scene on page 15. Okay, Ronnie?
Right, Bill.
All right, start at the top of the page, right after the music break.
Come on, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. What page is it?
15.
Yeah. Okay, Kurt?
Yeah, Bill.
All right, let's go from the top. Right first, Ronnie.
Right, Bill.
It was raining the night I made up my mind. We'd had one of our endless arguments, and when I couldn't stand the sight of her anymore, I slammed out of her apartment and left her crying. Out on the street, the rain slanted through the lights and splashed on the puddles on the pavement. I started walking. I didn't know where I was going. I just wanted to be moving. The water felt fresh and clean on my face, and I remember being glad I hadn't worn a hat. Then ahead of me in the blur of the rain, I saw the bright, noisy lights of the movie house shining through the storm. I didn't notice what was playing, just went in and sat in the dark, shivering in my wet clothes. The red exit light glowed in the shadows beside me. That was when I first got the idea. Why not? The manager of the theater had spoken to me on the way in. He'd seen me there often enough. He'd remember me. He'd even commented on the fact that I wasn't wearing a hat. I looked up at the screen. It was a picture I'd seen before. Everything was going my way. All I had to do was get up, sneak out at the exit, be sure to leave it open a crack, go home and kill Marion. Then sneak back into the theater through the open exit. I'd have to be sure to speak to the manager at the end of the show. Maybe make a scene, ask for my money back, anything, as long as he'd remember me. It was almost too perfect. The exit door stuck a little when I tried to push it open, but at last it gave and I was out in the rain again. When I got back to the apartment, the lights were out in the living room, and I could hear Marion crying in the bedroom. When I passed the kitchen, I noticed the dishes were still piled in the sink. I wondered if Marion knew how I hated dirty dishes in the sink. Marion.
You're back. You came back.
Yes.
Oh, darling. Darling, the way you left, I thought...
What?
Marion. I thought you weren't coming back. I thought it was the end.
Did you?
I was so afraid. I thought you wouldn't come back. But you did.
Yes, Marion, I came back.
It was all my fault, dear. I know it was. I've been so upset lately, I don't know what I'm doing.
I know.
Oh, I'll get better, dear. You just wait and see. I've tried so hard.
Marion.
It'll be just like it was when we first married. I don't think you know how upset I've been.
It's too late,
Marion. I tried so hard not to show it. I didn't want you to know how afraid I was.
Stop it.
I was afraid I was losing you, and I didn't know what to do. I love you so much,
darling.
Stop
it, Marion.
And now you come back, and I know you love me. You wouldn't have come back if you didn't, would you, darling?
I don't understand.
You made me whole again, dear. Oh, I worked so hard. I've been so sorry for you, but now it'll all be different.
Stop it!
What?
We can't go back, Marion. It's too late.
I don't understand.
It's too late.
Well, what do you mean, dear?
Can't you get anything through that thing?
I said I'd work hard. It hasn't been your fault.
It's too late. Don't you understand? It's too late.
But you came back, darling. Why else would you come back?
I came back to tell you.
Oh, no. No, no, don't leave me. You can't leave me. I need you. Oh, please. Please, darling. Don't leave me alone.
Marion. I won't leave you.
What?
I've hated you for so long.
Why? I don't understand.
Hated the sight of you. Hated the sound of you.
What have I done?
Hated everything about you.
I love
you. Hated you. Hated you. Hated you.
Why?
Because you're weak. Because you're stupid. You're weak and you're stupid and I hate you.
Let go.
Weak.
Darling.
Stupid.
Frank.
Hate you.
Hey. Stop it, Kurt.
I hate you.
You're hurting.
Kill you.
Stop it, Kurt.
Kill you.
Bill. Stop it.
Oh, Will, can you make a scene?
What?
You lost your head?
Get him away from me.
Take it easy, honey. I'll be right out.
What do you think you're doing?
What happened?
I've been in this business a long time.
I don't understand.
I've never met a crackpot like you before. You're hurting me.
Look at me. Look at me.
Huh?
Look at me.
Somebody else will play this part.
All right, now take it easy.
I'm through.
Listen to me, Kurt. You all right?
Huh?
You think that I'm...
Hold on, honey. You all right, Kurt?
Jerk.
Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened?
I don't know.
Thing was going fine, and all of a sudden...
Well, let him tell me, Money.
I don't know. I don't remember. I lost my head, I guess.
I'll say you did. Bill's lost an actress.
Quiet, baby.
I get paid to act, not to get wrestled all over the studio by this big agent.
Shut up!
Don't you tell me to shut up!
Don't understand it.
I understand, all right. You ought to be locked up instead of walking around the streets like a...
Cut it out, you two. Cut it out, I said.
Sure.
Now, look. You've both been in the business long enough. I shouldn't have to tell you we got a show to do. We don't have much time to do it in either. Now let's stop this nonsense and get to work.
But he's...
I know, honey, and he's sorry. Aren't you, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure, he just got carried away.
Yeah.
Carry him away all right in the bar.
All right, now come on now. Kiss and make up.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Now, what time is it, Ronnie?
10 minutes, Bill.
All right, right.
Can we jump to the big screen?
Yeah, we'll have to now. Start at the top of page 25 after the music bridge. And Ronnie.
Yeah?
Keep these background noises low level. I don't want them to intrude on the scene.
Yeah, that's right, Bob.
Are you ready, George?
Yeah, sure.
And play this guy like a real cop now, will you?
All right, I got you.
All right, let's get to work, kids. Time to wait.
You just keep your distance when you get on the air, wise guy.
Yeah, I will.
You okay, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm all right.
And I'll take it easy, fella.
Yeah.
I know how you feel.
Okay, let's go. Top 25, footsteps first.
It was a Monday when they took me down to police headquarters. The way the detective held my arm, I had the feeling he thought I was guilty already. They took me to an outer office, down a long hall, to a back room. It was dark. Whatever light was out...
I can't work over that sound. Bill, now take it down, will you?
Hold it, Ronnie, hold it. What'd you say, Kurt?
I can't work over that sound.
He's right, Ronnie. It's too high.
I was going to take it down after the door closed.
I know, but it's blurring the dialogue.
Okay.
Jerk.
What'd you say?
I said you were a jerk.
Hey, fellas.
You phony ham. What do you think been holding this
hey,
up?
Hey, fellas.
If you don't know your job, what are you doing in the...
Stop it, both of you. Stop it. Now, forget it, Ronnie.
Okay.
Let's go back to whatever life. Footsteps first.
Yeah, right, Bill.
Whatever light was outside was cut off by the building in back. It was dark. The stenographer was waiting to take down the testimony. The red-faced detective flipped on a light and waved at the chair. The light hurt my eyes.
All right, let's start at the beginning, huh, mister?
I've been over all this before.
Well, we're going to go over it again.
Hey, hold it, George, hold it.
Yeah?
Oh, cops aren't Irish.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's try something else then.
Well, it said red face, and I think...
I know, but let's do something different.
Want to play in Italian?
We have to give him a dialect. Why not just a guy?
Make up your mind, will you?
What, Kurt?
Play him anything, but let's get going.
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't work this way. That's all there is to it.
Shut up, sir.
Oh, here it is, 8 minutes before air. He hasn't even got a character set.
I hear one more piece of temperament on anyone in this studio. I'm going to...
Sorry, Bill.
It's okay. Now, look, George, look, think of this cop. He's just a guy. It's a job for him. He does it 365 days a year. Nothing glamorous, just a job. Got a four-room apartment in the Bronx. He rides the subway to work. Has four kids and a tired wife. And this is the way yours is living. He's not on a crusade. He's not out to clean up the city. Part of his job is helping old ladies cross the street. Part of it's holding back crowds at parades. And part of it's stalking the criminals. He doesn't know. Maybe when he gets through here, he'll have to go pull a cat out of a tree someplace. You got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Why?
Bill, does he think this guy's guilty?
You think he cares? Would you care?
No, I guess not.
Okay, play him. All right, let's get back to, we've been over this all before.
Yeah, right, Bill.
We've been over this all before.
We're going to go over it again.
I don't see what good...
If you're innocent, you've got nothing to worry about. Now, let's start at the beginning, huh, mister? On the night your wife was murdered, you had a fight, right?
Yes.
What was it about?
I don't know, nothing important. husband and wife stuff.
You and your wife have many fights?
No.
Sure?
Yes.
Good friend of yours testified that you and your wife didn't get along so good.
We got along fine.
Why do you say you didn't?
I don't know.
You know he said it.
That's what I heard.
Why do you say it?
I don't know, I tell you.
Now, don't get excited, mister.
I'm not responsible for what my good friend says.
Was he lying?
Yes.
Why would he lie?
I don't know.
Was he a good friend of yours?
I thought so.
You changed your mind?
I don't know.
Why?
Why what?
Why'd you change your mind?
I didn't say I did.
You didn't say you didn't.
I said I don't know.
Why?
Why what?
Why don't you know?
I don't know why. I just don't know.
Because he gave some damaging testimony?
No.
Was that it?
No.
If he was a good friend, wouldn't he try to help you out?
You think so?
That's what most good friends do.
Yes.
Was he a good friend?
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean, mister?
I mean, I don't know.
Why'd you say yes?
I thought he was.
But now you don't know. Huh?
That's right.
Can we stop a minute, Bill?
Sure, George.
Oh, no.
There's something here I don't understand, Bill. If this cop doesn't think that he's guilty, why is he hounding this...
Come on, come on.
Well, stick the technique with the guy, George. The carpenter knows if he hits the nail harder, it goes in faster. This guy knows if he throws the questions fast, you come up with some interesting results.
Let's go.
Okay. Where do you want to go from?
Back to, go back to where I thought he was.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let's go!
Go on, Kurt. You take the line there.
Yeah. Where?
It's the third line down there. I thought he was.
I can't.
Come on.
Interruptions. I don't even know what I'm doing.
It's the third line there.
Yeah.
It's the third line.
I thought he was.
But now you don't know, huh?
That's right.
Okay, the coroner fixed the time of death to sometime between 8 and 9 o'clock.
That's right.
And you claimed that you were at the Lyric Theater that night.
I was there.
Anyone see you?
You know they did.
The manager?
Yes.
Was he a friend of yours?
I know him.
Was he a friend of yours?
Yes.
A good friend?
I know him.
Was he a good friend?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I knew him.
But you don't know if he was a good friend.
I don't know.
If he was a good friend, you'd expect him to help you out, though, wouldn't you?
No.
You sure?
Well,
You said before that you expect a friend to help you out.
Well, yes.
Then why wouldn't the manager help you out?
Because...
He was a friend, wasn't he?
No.
Then how could he be sure that it was you?
He was sure.
But he wasn't a friend.
You're trying to mix me up. He'd seen me before.
How many people go in and out of a movie house every day?
I don't know.
200, 500, 800 maybe?
I don't know.
And you expect us to believe that a man would pick you out of 800 people?
He saw me.
Maybe you weren't even there.
I was there.
Maybe you were home choking the last drop of life out of the wife that you hated.
No.
Hated because you never got along with her, huh?
That's a lie.
Because that was the only way that you could get her out of her, is that
right? No.
All right, now, let's get back to this other friend of yours.
Yes.
Was he a good friend of yours?
Yes.
Was he?
Please.
Was he a good friend of yours?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I thought he
you
was.
You said before he was. Did you say he wasn't?
I said I didn't know.
But you admitted that this man was at your apartment at least twice a week over a period of 2 years. Wouldn't that make him a good friend?
Please.
Wouldn't it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I don't know.
You mean you don't know that what makes a good friend?
Yes.
What do you mean yes?
I mean, I don't know.
Don't know what?
What makes a good friend?
But you want us to accept the testimony of the theater manager.
Yes.
And he only saw you a couple of times?
Yes.
Does that make him a good friend?
I can't work this fast, Bill.
What?
I can't think.
What's
the matter, Kurt? He's working so fast.
Well, he's got to have faith.
I can't do it.
Why?
The lies, they're all a lie.
Yeah, of course they are.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Well, you're on purpose.
I get mixed up.
Exactly
Bill.
The effect we want.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Now, believe me, kid.
I can't do it.
It's too late to argue now, baby. You'll just have to trust me.
You don't understand, Bill. I'll blow up.
All right, I'll have to take that chance.
Well, I can't.
Now, let's go back to when he only saw you a couple of times.
And he only saw you a couple of times. Does that make him a good friend?
No.
About the night of the murder?
No.
You went to the movies.
I can't.
What picture was playing?
Yes.
What picture was playing?
Stop it.
You remember?
Stop it.
Kurt.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Where are you, Kurt?
Stop it. I killed her.
Don't get excited.
What's the matter with him, Bill?
I just don't get excited. I don't understand.
You want to take him to the control until he settles down, Steele?
That's a good idea.
I
know. It's all over.
Come
on, fella. I know. Take it easy. It's all over now.
What happened?
Hey, let's sit down. I feel weak.
Sorry, it's been such a tough day for you all.
I don't understand.
Yeah, we couldn't let you in on it or it might not have worked.
What?
That was Detective Steele.
You mean...
homicide.
The guy with Kurt?
Yep.
But why would he...
I'll explain. 2 years ago, Kurt's wife died.
Well, yes, I remember that.
Police didn't have anything to go on, but they were suspicious.
Of Kurt?
Yeah. His alibi was that tight. They couldn't crack it.
Seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah, he is, in lots of ways. Who knows what makes a man do a thing like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, the detective got the idea that maybe if I wrote a show that was close enough to the actual circumstances...
No, I cracked.
Yeah, we didn't know, but it was worth a try.
Play is the thing, huh?
Yeah, the detective reads Shakespeare, too.
Poor Kurt.
It's tough.
Gosh. Sorry I let you in for all of this, but... You know I couldn't tell you about it.
Well, we understand, Bill.
Hope he didn't hurt you, honey.
No, I'm all right.
I suppose you knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to cancel the show. He was a standby. You'll all get paid, of course.
Bill?
Yes, Kurt.
Did you tell
him? They'd have found out sooner or later.
Look, if the detective will let me...
What?
He can do the show.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Kurt. We
can
cancel
it.
You sure?
I'm an actor.
Huh. What do you say, Steele?
I don't know.
You could sit in the control room till it's over.
I don't know.
You're a Shakespeare fan. What do you say?
I don't suppose a half hour will make much difference.
That's my boy. What about the rest of you?
It's okay by me.
And how much time we got?
1 minute, Bill.
How do you feel, Kurt?
Better.
Sure you can do it?
I can do it.
Want some water?
No.
30 seconds.
Sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good luck, buddy.
And don't overplay him.
Don't worry. I know the character. It's hard. Like trying to put your finger on the day you started liking vanilla ice cream. You look back over your life and it's hard to say I got that idea 5 minutes after 12 on Washington's birthday in 1922. Yeah, they're roots all right, but roots without an end. Maybe better without a beginning. They're the things that attach you to the earth, your substance. They're there.
Title, Counterpoint. Well, friends, if you like Kurt's story, why don't you plan on coming back again next week? I'm going to take you to the snowy forests of Newfoundland, where life, death, and a shadowy future were welded into one in the burning flame of a crashed airline. It's a story I like to call Act of God. In the meantime, remember... Adventure is where you find it. So, until next week, this is John Steele saying goodbye and good hunting.
John Steele Adventurer is produced and directed by Robert Monroe and written this week by Elliot Drake. Don Douglas is John Steele and Ross Martin was heard as Kurt. Also in our cast were Lon Clark, Mary Ashworth, and Wendell Holmes. Your announcer has been Ted Melly. Remember, next week, Mutual presents Act of God, another story of suspense and action. from the files of John Steele, adventurer. This program came from New York. Mutual offers up-to-the-minute news editions in different forms by different commentators for everybody to choose from. Every weekday evening, you can hear Gabriel Heater with colorful and dramatic interpretations of the news as he sees it. Bill Henry, the past master of the concise news capsule, or Frank Edwards and his thought-provoking analysis. For weekend news information, the famed reporter Cecil Brown brings you his comments on news from home and abroad every Saturday and Sunday evening. Choose your favorite, and you'll always make Mutual your choice for news, where the announcer says, "This is the Mutual Broadcasting System."